after, you know, a few days that when we celebrated Navratri, 9 days. Thank you for coming. Thank you for joining. We'll continue full moon meditation this way. And I will be starting my class, Satsanga, following Thursday. You will receive the, you know, notification, password, and so on soon, where we will do meditation, guided, and some practice, like sitting, breathing, and so on, and some inspirational talk, so that we can continue with our inspiration in our lives. So once again, happy full moon day to everyone. And it's a wonderful to sit together, generate, cultivate the energy, the mind forces, so that we all collectively create an impact on each and everybody's mind for the wellness, health, and for the good. So thank you again. So let's begin with, and I hope everybody is, have not forgotten, contemplating on the prayers that we began on the Navratri day. Those should be a part of your daily life. Contemplate on it again and again, so that if not today, as Swamiji used to say, maybe tomorrow it will make a difference. If not, maybe day after tomorrow it will make a difference. So look forward for the next day so that you don't get discouraged, so you don't get into a depression that it did not happen. Never doubt or never put your effort down. However, whatever effort that you are making within your ability, capacity, honestly, you have to have a pride in it. Turn your microphone, mute it, please. Just like this. In front of your computer, you have a mute. Just make a routine said that you contemplating, you continue the contemplation on those prayers that we have done. Because not only when we are in quarantine, sitting at home, but also when everything is fine, when we come out of the houses and you begin to embark into the real world out there, even then you need that stability, you need that clarity, you need that jyoti, the light, you need that concept of immortality, you need the concept of vidya, the knowledge. So it's all a concept in which you begin to operate, and it's all operations of the mind, that how you want to operate. You want to go either towards negative or you want to go towards positive. So our being together with satsanga, with full moon, the bottom line is to bring, to recharge, like Swamiji would say, recharge. You recharge your battery for the week. And then you use with the full capacity. So the whole idea is to create a sattva in us, in our mind, so that you remain with the sattva, a quality of your being, sattva attribute of your personality, rather than tamas and rajas quality of personality. I really pray, and as I myself want, as myself contemplate on, and then you go through many, many emotions, many, many things will come into your way. You observe them, you acknowledge them, you watch them like a movie, and then simply let go. It's a hard process, it's a difficult process, but it's not impossible process. So with those thought in mind, let's begin, and then I will continue talking. So close your eyes. It's a guided meditation. If somebody just joined new, So we are doing a guided meditation where I guide methodical relaxation from head to toes and toes to head. Then I begin, I will take you to go towards one step further, that is your breathing. And it is all to do with watching your breath. It is all to do with watching your breath. I will share with you a small story afterwards, what that watching your breath is. It's a wonderful one-line story, one line, but it speaks to volume if you really contemplate on it. So just you follow my voice. Don't analyze, don't think, nothing. Simply follow, like relax your forehead, you simply relax. And then the experience is yours. It's not mine. Each one of us have different experience based on where you are, how you do it. So thank you. Namaste. Let's begin. Make yourself comfortable in your sitting position. As per meditation requirements, sit straight with your head, neck, and trunk in one line. And you must make yourself comfortable. If you are comfortable, only then you will be able to relax. So make yourself comfortable in your sitting position. And then be aware of only the space that your body is occupying. Be aware of yourself from head to toes and toes to head. Feel the presence of your being here and now. Feel the presence of your being here and now. Let go of all of your concerns. Let go of all your worries, concerns, and everything else. Sit with a relaxed, comfortable posture. Then relax your forehead. Relax your eyebrows and eyes. Relax your face. Relax your neck and throat, shoulders and shoulder joints. Relax your arms all the way down to the fingertips. Gently relax your chest. Completely relax. No tension to be held anywhere. Gently relax your stomach area. Relax your abdomen and the base of your spine. Keep the spine straight as much as possible. Relax your thighs, knees, calf muscles, ankles, feet, and the toes. Try to remain still. Stillness of the body by relaxing yourself from head to toes. And then toes to head as you relax your toes, your feet, ankles, calf muscles, knees, thighs, and thigh joints. Relax your abdomen, stomach, spinal column. Relax your chest. shoulders, neck and throat. Relax your chin, cheeks, nostrils, eyes, eyebrows, and then relax your forehead. Withdraw the mind from all other times and places. You bring your awareness to the space where you are sitting right now. Dwell in this very momentum in time. Remain relaxed and comfortable. Then you gently, slowly, now bring your awareness to your breathing. Begin to feel the breath into your nostrils. Just bring all of your awareness to the nostrils. Forget everything else now. Everything else. Begin to breathe and watch and observe in as you inhale and exhale. Breathe out, exhale, breathe in, inhale, and make a continuous flow. Make an unbroken flow. Make a smooth flow of your breath. Make a serene and even flow of breath. By watching, by observing only the breath, let go of everything else. When you complete your inhalation, immediately begin your exhalation. And when you come to an end of your exhalation, then immediately begin your inhalation to create a continuous, smooth, deep, serene and even flow of your very breath. At this point, if a mantra is coming to the mind, let it come. Allow, let it come, allow your own mantra to come. If you do not have a personalized mantra, you may use any name of divine that you like, any name, short name. Or you may simply use universal mantra, which is Soham. So you inhale So, and you exhale Ha. Soham is the sound of your own breath. Try not to use a long mantra, just very short, so that you are able to focus on breath, so that you are able to maintain a continuous flow. your mind when it wanders off, not to be any concern, not to worry. It is simply the nature of mind to wander off. All you do, just gently, lovingly, very lovingly, you bring your mind back to the breath. That's all. No concern. Why? Simply bring it back to the breath and begin to watch again and again and again. With a relaxed posture, with a comfortable position, head, neck, and trunk in a straight line. Your forehead relaxed, face relaxed, shoulders relaxed, base of the spine relaxed, abdomen area relaxed. If in your sitting position you feel any discomfort, you may shift. You could move and fix the posture rather than torturing yourself, not to torture. Be gentle, be relaxed. Begin to take a deep breath in, inhale deeply, deeply, as much as you can. Then exhale slowly, gently and smoothly, smoothly. My voice is just simply a guideline so that you are guided within the lines. Let go of thought process, not to join your thought process. Remain relaxed, eyes and mouth gently closed so that you are not distracted by any objects, then the mental objects are to let go. Objects are of the mind to simply let go, and mentally paying attention to the breath as though you are breathing so. Or you are breathing mantra, inhaling mantram, exhaling mantram. Your breath has merged completely into your own mantra, and your own mantra has totally merged into your breath. Maintain your awareness of your being. Maintain the awareness of your very breath. Remain relaxed, remain comfortable. And then gently now, let's bring our hands in prayer position before your heart. Bring your hands in prayer position before your heart. And as always, we begin our prayers by chanting together Om three times, followed by a Guru invocation. Guru is the one who dispels the darkness of ignorance. So him. Then Asato Ma Sadgamaya, followed by prayer of harmony, and then Shanti, concluding the prayers. So with all the trust, faith in our hearts, believing in all action, karma, by our hands, action, let's begin. Gurur Brahma, Gurur Vishnu, Gurur Devo Maheshwara, Gurur Sakshat Param Brahma, Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Asato Ma Sadgamaya, Tamaso Ma Jyotirgamaya, Mrityor Ma Amritam Gamaya. Om Sahana Vavatu, sahanau bhunaktu sahaviryam karavavahai tejasvinavadhitamastu ma vidushavahai. Shanti, shanti, shanti. You gently then open your eyes and you can bring your hands down. Thank you. Namaste to everyone. In the spiritual world, all the objects of the world are taken very symbolic. In the spiritual world, this very life is also taken very symbolic. It's the symbolism that you draw from everything that is around you. And the meaning of that symbolism goes with you, remains with you. Thereby, or therefore, you operate guided by those symbolism. Your perception, your language, your understanding is based on the symbolism that you have in your mind. Full moon that we come together in the Vedic literature, in the Vedas, there is a mantra says Chandrama. Chandrama means the moon. Chandrama manaso jatah. Manas is the mind field. Jatah means is being born of. So Chandrama, the moon, is born of the mind, or mind is born of the moon. They are like synonymous, two sides of the same coin. So Chandrama manaso jatah chakshu suryo ajayata. Your eyes are like sun. Sotrad vayuscha pranascha mukhad agnirajayata. The entire analogy of the human being, human mind, human body, ears, prana, the nostrils, is being narrated. So that's why we all come together for full moon as today, so that the mind, which is a helpful aid to allow us to strengthen everything else in our lives. It is all, as we say in English, I hear everywhere, We say that endlessly sometime, saying, it's all in your mind. You know that saying, it's all in your mind. It means it could be a reality, it could not be reality. You can create your own reality, but that has nothing to do with actual reality. But we believe that if I think this way, so that must be a reality. Not necessarily. Reality can be something else. So that what is the reality? Making your mind clear, one-pointed, relaxed, so that, hear this, so that intuition can flow through the mind. So your mind intuitively know, not distinct, right? It's called distinct, like the animals, those who have instinct. So human beings have both instinct and intuition. Animals, all other kingdom, have instinct. They don't have intuition. That is the difference. And that is why during Navratri, I said, we are superior, not an egotistic statement. Superior to feel that you are capable of making a difference into the world, to anything, everything else, provided you are in touch with your intuition. When my master Swami Rama built the hospital in the town I come from, Dehradun, huge hospital, and the doctors that joined him, he taught them, not the medicine. They are already doctors. You know what he taught them? Intuitive diagnosis. How to intuitively diagnose. Intuitive. He used to teach them. Doctors used to be amazed. Swamiji, how is this? How do you know? What is this science? Teach us. It is one step forward, one step deeper, one step ahead of the teachings that goes into schools and colleges and the books and so on. Intuitive. Intuition flows randomly. There's no system into it. It's random. Instinct is a, the difference between intuition and instinct is a based on previous experience. So we act more on instinct. Oh, this happened, therefore this is happening. You know, like animals, they run away if they see, or us, we see clouds, then you will just simply say, well, the rain is going to happen. This is going to happen. How do you know? Because the past you have seen. But it doesn't happen in intuition. So the mind on full moon is very active, very awakened, the forces of the mind. Thereby, this is the perfect time to in tune with the force that is awakened, is not dormant. Therefore, you can allow your mind to streamline with your own breath and the body, or let the body and breath streamline with the mind, so that it opens the door for intuition. Someday I will talk about it, that the mind that I'm talking about, I'm speaking of two layers of the mind, two parts of the mind. One is a conscious mind. I'm talking about the buddhi part of the mind. They are two different minds. Buddhi and mind, the word mind I'm using, they are two different, two totally different. Their operation is different. They operate differently. They behave differently. So buddhi is totally different. That's why in our prayers we say, bal buddhi vidya dehu mohi harahu kalesh bikar. Today is, in fact, is a also a from a religious point of view, for Hindus especially, those who are Hindus would know, it's called Hanuman Jayanti. Hanuman is a symbolic figure in a spiritual world, symbolizes surrender, symbolizes the bhakti, symbolizes the discipleness, what is being disciple, symbolizes that I am to work on behalf of him, the Lord, symbolizes the strength, symbolizes the wisest of wise. I hope that's a word, wisest. I'm not sure. There's a mantra for Hanuman. He's the wisest among all the wise. You know, Atulit Baladhamam Hema Shaila Vadeham Dhanajivan Krishanam Gyaninam Agriganyam. Gyaninam means those who are wise. Agriganyam, the first one is him. So today is Hanuman Jayanti, that we celebrate to correlate to the aspect that we can meditate and bring in our own ourselves. That is what Hanuman means. Meditating on Hanuman is that you learn what is the surrendering mean, what is being a disciple mean, what is being at service. What does that simply mean, at service? All attributes and qualities that are described says Hanuman. So that is Hanuman Jayanti today. Hanuman is the son of wind. prana. Hanuman is prana. So you are always surrender. Sorry, you are always surrounded by Hanuman. Always surrounded by Hanuman. There is a great, I don't know the word, story is not the word, but I will use the word story. I can't recall the one who narrates the scriptures in a singing manner, like Ramayana, the story of Lord Rama. So one of the person that I hear most and I have high regard is called, his name is, many of you know, Morari Bapu. So when Morari Bapu speaks, and even all other, the first thing what they do, they invoke the presence of Hanuman. They don't invoke the presence of Lord Rama. No, Lord Rama comes later. If you see the analogy, if you see the philosophy, if you see, it's beautiful, it's so intriguing, it's so enthusiastically that it creates enthusiasm in you. So he says, invoking the presence of Hanuman simply means you are connecting with your prana force. Invoking the presence of Hanuman means you are, as many as people are there, from one person to thousands of person, you are connecting their prana into your own prana. Therefore, you can guide them. Therefore, you can transform them through the prana, not through what you are hearing. Because we hardly hear. Our minds are all over the place, but directly infusing through the prana. Prana to prana. Prana to prana. I remember one time, I wasn't there, but I was told, Swami Veda told me this, that when my master Swami Rama was very ill, very sick, he was about to leave the body. So one day he was very kind of like a very sad, in our word, in our language, sitting, and like he's in deep thought. So Swami Veda asked him, Swamiji, what's the matter? What is it? And he said, I can't find anyone. I don't have any disciple who could take all the teachings from me. And Swamiji says, Swamiji, I am a you teach. He says, no, nobody is capable because so turn your microphone off, please. So he said, he can impart all the knowledge that he knows, all the knowledge that he has in one night, if the disciple is worthy or capable. One night, how do you do? Not like saying, narrating, like I'm saying, this Upanishad says this, Bhagavad Gita says this. Those are words. You don't impart knowledge by words, no. You impart knowledge through prana, prana to prana. You like deposit, like you're depositing. Prana to prana. That's why in Katha Upanishad, Yamaraja, the king of death, says to Nachiketa, na bahuna shruten labhya. O Nachiketa, this knowledge, the knowledge you are asking me to impart, na bahuna, is not gained by listening. It's not gained by hearing something, or you listen, or I start teaching a scripture and therefore you know. No. Prana to prana. So that prana force is Hanuman. So as we meditate today, prana force is awakened because it's also Hanuman Jayanti. Hanuman Jayanti. So today as we come, we are here all together, all of us, to bring that stability in our mind so that mind no longer wavers. So mind no longer is like going through pendulum or roller coaster. It's a stable mind. A mind is stable but also concentrated. Concentrated means what I meant by here, not concentrating on an object. That is what not I meant. Concentrated means all faculties of the mind have come together. That is what concentrated mind is. Swami Veda used to explain this as, with an analogy, he used to say, like a concentrated juice. You know, concentrated juice is only this big a container, but it makes like a huge container of juice, this much, and then you make a lot of juice. So similarly, is your concentrated mind is tiny, but it can achieve, it can receive, it can go into your entire universe. That is what concentrated mind. All faculties of the minds are in one place. When all faculties of the minds are in one place, when you have a concentrated mind, then concentration is like a piece of cake. Concentration is not hard at all. It's a piece of cake. Why we struggle with the concentration? Why it is so impossible to concentrate? Because mind is scattered. Mind is not concentrated. Therefore, make your mind concentrated. So full moon is the day where you clear your mind, where you invoke that awakened Shakti, you in tuned with that energy field. And by in tuning, you in tuned your mind so that the door of intuitions are open and you have the access to the buddhi part of the mind. And once you have the buddhi part of the mind, you will begin to feel, you will begin to experience intuition, not instinct. Instinct can be wrong many times. But intuition cannot be wrong because it comes from a source where this wrong word does not exist. It comes from a very, very prominent source. In one of the satsang, I will explain about minds and intuition and so on. So meditate as much as you can in intervals. You don't have to sit for hours and hours, 5 minutes here, 2 minutes there, 1 minute here, half a minute there, 15 minutes there, so that you are in tuned, so that you are not forgotten, or you have not forgotten, because it's easy to forget, because it's easy to get lost with world, external world. Awareness is so easy to lose, so easy to lose, so easy to lose. That's why when we are in crisis, when we are in problems, we forget. We don't use our knowledge. You may read Ramayana, you may believe in Ramayana, and you know everything about Ramayana. You can give a nice lecture, much better than me. But when you have a problem, when you are in crisis, you don't use that knowledge. One of my friend in Chicago used to say this word, and then even he used to say we should make a bracelet and give. That was his idea. Ishwar was his name. Ishwar. That was his idea, to make a bracelet, and then the bracelet would say, "What would Lord Rama do?" So whenever you have a problem, whenever you have an issue to solve and resolve, think, say, "What would Lord Rama do if he would have same situation? What would he do?" A lot of times we say, you know what, my father would do this, or my mother would do this. So you have a counselor, inner counselor with you at all times. So what would Lord Rama do if he would be in the same problem as you are? So the door will open for something else that are not opening. So you will use the knowledge of whatever you know. I'm giving you the example of Ramayana. It could be Bible. It could be anything. It could be your own contemplation. It could be what you have read, anything, any textbook, anything that, or any inspirational book that you might have read, you know. So these inspirational contemplation are to keep at all times. We forget. I am with you. I forget many times. You don't know. You are like lost. What do I do? You become all kind of emotion will gather. You probably become angry, agitated, and so many emotions will come, and your mind is totally clouded. And as you know, Bhagavad Gita says, buddhinashat pranashyati. Then buddhinashat, then the buddhi gets clouded and you get in, you lose in touch with the buddhi, and pranashyati means you are totally lost. You don't know where you are, where to begin, what to do. You have no clue. And then you are in the deep tube of depression. And it's very hard to come out of it. Therefore, accompany what you have heard, contemplation. That's why I said in the beginning that hope you are maintaining your contemplation of asatoma sadgamaya tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityorma amritam gamaya. That's all. You don't have to say it, you don't have to sing it. In your mind it just goes on. The singing goes in your own mind, and you enjoy, you know, making a cup of tea, cutting the vegetables, or vacuuming, or washing your clothes, anything that you've been doing. What goes on? Asatoma sadgamaya tamasoma jyotirgamaya mrityurma amritam gamaya. Along with your mantra goes in your mind. Mantram, 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 mantram. You know, like Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Dhiyo Yona Prachodaya, for an example. So that your mind is not affected, your mind is not distracted, your mind is not disturbed. You have therefore a concentrated, a clear, a stable mind field. We will fail many times. I know we do. But failing, it's not a big deal. It's okay. If you fail, forgive yourself and move on. It's okay. Mind wandered in meditation. It's okay. You, my master taught me, you do your thing and let leave. Like they say, do the best, leave the rest. That's actually the sutra is. Do the best and leave the rest. Therefore, you will bring a certain relaxation in your mind. You will be relaxed. Otherwise, you will be tense. And if you are tense, you cannot be relaxed. If you cannot be relaxed, you can't meditate. That is how, and that is where meditation will bring the changes, and meditation will be effective in your life. Thank you. If you have question, please feel free. We'll always do question, because so that if somebody have some question, go home will be a wrong word today or these days. You are already at home and you remain at home in the interior home. And one thought came to my mind that this is the future of learning and teaching, virtual meeting. You don't actually have to go anywhere. So this is also a spiritual awakening for the world, that it's forcing us to go in rather than go, you know, go into your inner world. Bahirmukh sudur antarmukh samaradhya bahirmukh sudurlava antarmukh. You become antarmukh rather than bahirmukh. So feel free to ask questions if you have any. Thank you again for coming on full moon, and I will see you on Thursday. You will receive the information that is needed. And on Thursday, what we would do, start with our meditation, then some practical aspect, like especially the breathing, I want to incorporate and teach systematic, very like from a kindergarten. You may be in a university, but it's fine. So hearing what the kindergarten teaching was, and then we'll have some inspirational talk so that we are filled with inspiration, and then, you know, we'll go from there. Thank you again. Please.
Panditji, namaste. Surabhi here. How to help a person who is under stress and under depression, but does not want to come out of through spirituality? Like he doesn't or she doesn't understand or want to come into spirituality. So how do we help them come out of it?
Very good question, and very valid question. Answer to this question is, don't bring a spirituality right away into somebody's life or into somebody else, one who is struggling and one who is having a hard time. Such as if somebody is hungry, rather than telling them, hey, meditate straight, sitting straight, will never help them. What will help them? Give them good food. So that was they need. Hungry person needs food, not meditation. Then you are throwing them away. Then they will turn off. For a person who is struggling with the anxiety or stress and depression and all that, all you teach them, hey, breathe properly. Teach them breathing. Do you have a deep breathing? Just breathe this way, breathe that way. Talk about them nervous system, that your nervous system need to be relaxed. Just breathe. Teach them breathing. Nothing else. Teach them how to sit on their dining table, how to lie down properly, how to sit properly. And half of the anxiety will go just by breathing. Trust me. Don't impose, don't even talk about God or spirituality. No, not at all. Absolutely not. In yoga, we say, if you don't believe in God, you think you can't practice? Don't believe in God. It's not necessary that you have to believe in God. It's nothing to do with the God. It's to do with our own self. Then your own self one day will know, yes, there is something called God. Therefore, a person who you want to help, if there is anyone, teach them correct way of breathing. Have them learn deep, long breath and go from there. For you, this is a 6 month to 1 year job, to correct way of breathing and correct way of sitting. 75% stress will go, guaranteed. I quote my master. Yes.
Pandaji.
Yes.
When Gurudev said doing Bhastrika for a long time unties the knots, how long was he talking about?
How long means how long to do Bhastrika to untie the knot? I didn't follow your question. Would you repeat again?
Yes, Swami Rama said that in advanced pranayama, doing Bhastrika for a long time unties the spiritual knots. So yes. I'm wondering how long
it has, this answer it has two levels. Number one, how long? At least for 15 to 20 minutes constantly doing that Bhastrika at once. And then for years, not like for 2 months, 3 months, at least for 12 months constantly without missing a day, you do 20 minutes of Bhastrika not stopping. That is the level he was talking about, the advanced Bhastrika, where people will do 10,000 breaths in one shot. Wow. And I know a few people, I know personally 10,000 breaths. And you also know that person, Manish.
Is that you?
No. Yes, go ahead, please. Next question.
Thank you. Thank you, Panaji.
You're welcome. My suggestion will be, don't aim something like that we have read and, you know, if somebody have opened their spiritual knot and so on. It's good to get ambitious, but also know where you are and where we are. We are at the class, you know, grade one or grade two or grade three. Just do simple practice. Make your life keep simple. And with that simplicity, move on so that you don't feel like, geez, I have not gained anything. I have not achieved anything what I have done. Not like this. Keep the inspiration. Wherever you are, you start from there. Even if you just started today, fine, just start from today. Today is the day. And how would you start? Just close your eyes for 2 minutes and sit straight, watch yourself. That is all there to. Swami Rama says spirituality has to be very simple. It is a simple process. It's not a complicated process. If it is, it's not a spirituality. Simple, saral. You have to be saral.
Pandit ji,
yes.
Thank you again. That was amazing as always. Before we started meditation, you had said that you would tell us a one-line story about the breath. You said, after we finish meditating, I'll tell you a simple story.
Yeah, one-line story. Swamiji was in Germany, in Hamburg, visiting Himalayan Institute of Hamburg in Germany. So the person who runs Wolfgang, he said, Swamiji, there's a letter for you from somewhere, and mentioned to him, and he brought him to stay at his house for lunch and so on. He is driving him, and his house is hour and a half from the institute. And when he arrived home and then sat at the dining table, started eating, and he remembers, oh, Swamiji, I'm really sorry. I told you about letter, but I forgot to give you the letter. Oh, geez, can I go now? And it's hour and a half one way, so it will take like 3 hours. Swamiji says, it's okay, stay there. And then he said, look up, look at the ceiling, the roof. And he looks up, and that letter coming out, flowing from the roof on his hand. And he says, is that the letter? He says, yes, it's the letter. Swamiji, how did you do? How is this possible? He said, watch your breath. And he kept going. Watch your breath is the beginning of that, what he did. So that's what I was telling. One line is to remain. If you and I want to achieve that, and we can, starting is watch your breath. A lot of people ask me, why do you need to watch your breath? It's a nuisance or nonsense. No, it is not. Watch your breath. That is one line story. Watch your breath. This story is hard to believe. How could that possible? But one who has seen it, one who has experienced it, would know. Not even me. But that is what was told. Watch your breath.
So how do we do it? Like how do we, not what Swamiji did, but how do we watch our breath? What is the practice and the end result? Like what should we try to achieve by watching our breath? Or how do we do it?
Yes, exactly the same way that we did. I said, close your eyes and relax yourself. Sit straight, relax totally head to toes, and then bring your awareness to the breath, nostrils, and watch your inhalation, exhalation, as long as you want, 1 minute, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, but remain continuous with it, means every day, not one day, 2 days, not weekends, or not whenever you remember, or not when you need. Every day, the way you brush your teeth, all you do, watch, and then you will begin to feel something as per your own practice. Very simple. The way we did today, I said, close your eyes, relax yourself, and then bring your awareness to the breath and watch what you are watching. How I inhale, how I exhale. Very simple, but very difficult at times. Mm. It's not easy. It's possible, but not easy. This is not easy. Mm. Because mind will wander off. And then you will have to bring your mind back. So that becomes a practice. What is the practice then? You're bringing your mind back to the breath. You watch, mind goes away. You bring your mind back to the breath, mind goes away. So back and forth. Like one of the sage, Kabir or Rahim, I said, karat karat abhyas ke jadamati hot sujan rasri avat jat par sil par padat nisan. Even in an iron, stone, if you rub a rope, you will see the groove even on iron or on a stone, because you are constantly doing it. So constantly doing breath awareness, you will reach there.
Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Is breath and Atman is the same thing?
Not at all. Breath and Atman are not same thing. Atman is ever free, ever pure, ever wise. Breath goes away. The person dies, breath is gone. The person doesn't have breath. Not at all. Breath is a prana force that makes you alive, that dies. Breath is something else than prana. Sorry, Atman. Atman is the you know, ever free, ever pure, ever wise for now. Yeah. Atman remains forever. Breath doesn't remain. Individual.
Panditji, I remember hearing the story that Swamiji was enlightened because he was aware of every breath he took. So every breath, to become so conscious that we are aware of every breath we take.
Absolutely. When first time I sat with him in a car, I was in front seat, he was in the back seat. The town where I live, called Dehradun, we are going to the town where ashram is, Rishikesh. So as we said, he says, Harishankar, that's my name. Harishankar, when we reach to Rishikesh, let me know how many breaths we take, how many breaths you take. So he gave me this dog to sit and then start watching the breath. So that was my beginning days. So I did wash and I forgot and I started watching, you know, street and all this, whatever goes on. And for, it takes hour and a half, I think, driving. So here and there, I will remember. So because he said, and then at the end, he says, Harishankar, how many breaths you took? So I had to give him an answer. So I, you know, I had to just make it up. So I made it up, like maybe I did this, I did. So my count was, I don't know, it was in thousands. I remember how many thousand, I don't remember. I just made it up because I you know, I didn't want to say, I forgot. So to keep my reputation and all that, so I did well and da-da-da, you know, like kids. I said, Swamiji, this many. So it was on thousands, I remember. Then he said, do you know how many breaths I took?
Yeah, 50.
I took 80 breaths. Yeah. 80.
Yeah.
Hour and a half driving, 80 breaths. So of course, yeah. We take, many of you, you know, how many, we take one inhalation, one exhalation, maybe 2 seconds, 3 seconds, 4 seconds. So breath is everything. So just watch your breath, watch your breath, watch your breath. Don't even think what result is going to come. Don't worry about results. Karmaṇye vādhikāraste mā phaleṣu kadācana. Don't worry about results. Otherwise, half of the mind is on your result. Oh, when is going to result? When is going to result? I have a story of this result thing. Shall I share with you? Long, 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 long time, I had a fever. I was not well. So I don't know what to do. So one of my friend told me, doctor friend, he said, I can prescribe you Tylenol 3. You know, Tylenol, can be, bought over the counter, but the Tylenol 3 is a prescription. So he said, I can prescribe you Tylenol 3. I said, what would Tylenol do? He said, it will knock you out. I never heard this knock you out. I did not know. So I got really excited. I said, what do you mean by knock you out? He said, knock you out. Knock you out means knock you out. I said, what do you mean? What? He says, you know, when you sleep, it will knock you out. So he could not explain. And I got really more excited. What is this knock you out? So I started. I said, yes, please do. So I went. I got Tylenol 3. And now here I am so enthusiastic, so looking forward. What this knock you out is all about? I want to experience. So I took. I went to bed. I'm sleeping and now I'm waiting for this knock you out. When is this knock you out is going to happen? When is this knock you out? You know, it was by 5 or 6 o'clock. I did not sleep at all because I was waiting for that knock you out. Never happened. I called him. I says, I didn't sleep. He said, geez, how could you? I said, I was waiting for that knock you out. It never came. So this is what happens. And I still don't know till this day what this knock you out is all about. So this Tylenol 3 did not work. It means mind has much more power than any Tylenol 3. And it's all to do with the breath. It was my early days when I did not know the English. So I did not know what knock you out is. First time I heard that word, the knock you out.
Yeah. Thank you.
So thank you again, everyone, for being supportive and giving me an opportunity. We'll do more and more classes, virtual, you know, Zoom meditation and so on. Thank you again. Wish you very well. Namaste, namaste. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.
Thank you, Bhattacharya.
Shubh Ratri.